In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
I trust you're having a good morning this morning, and we are thrilled that you have decided to join us for Word for Life Radio broadcast today. With me in the studio is Pastor John Fallahy. Pastor John, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. What are we talking about this morning?
Well, we're talking about something that I think everybody deals with, everybody struggles with, and that's the topic of worry. You know, the amazing thing is the fact that even one of the most godly men that ever lived, Job, struggled with that. In fact, the verse that tells us that, he said, "That which I greatly feared has come upon me." Worry, fear, that kind of a thing. And so we want to talk about the joy of security, the joy of knowing that God's in control and that the answer to our fear and our anxiety is a total commitment to God because He is totally committed to us. In Philippians chapter 4 is our passage that we'll be looking at. And, of course, the persecutions of Nero were beginning to take effect in the city of Philippi. And so the Apostle Paul shares his conclusion as to how to deal with the fears that all of them were facing. We start in chapter 4 and verse 6, and so I wonder if you'd read verses 6 through 9 for us.
I'd be happy to. Verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you."
Wow. Some amazing verses, Pastor John.
Essential verses for every Christian.
Isn't that the truth? And he starts out right where we all live. He says in verse 6, "Be careful for nothing," or "be full of care for no reason at all, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Now, you're the Greek scholar here. Okay, so what does the expression "in everything" mean?
Well, before we do that, "be anxious" is a command. That is very key. And as far as "in everything," as a Greek scholar would say, it means everything.
Oh, well, that's exactly what we needed to hear. So it's amazing that the Apostle Paul says, don't be anxious for anything. Now, honestly, if we were to just kind of visit everybody that's listening to our broadcast this morning, I bet you if we said to them, if you really needed to worry about something today, could you come up with something? I bet every one of them could say, I can come up with several somethings, you know. But the Apostle Paul, man, it seems like he's really presenting a fantasy case. He says, I don't want you to be anxious or worry about anything. Now, how do you do that? Well, he goes on to say, by prayer and supplication. Somebody put it this way, turn your cares into your prayers.
That's great.
And that makes so much sense, doesn't it? Turn my cares into my prayers. And so, consequently, all of us have cares, and so all of us need to have prayers.
Sounds like a change in perspective.
Oh, it definitely does. Because we realize, I can't do it. I can't solve it. I don't have a clue what's happening or what's going to happen. So we can turn to the one that does. And so by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Now, why do you think that's in there?
Thanksgiving. It seems like the Apostle Paul is, again, shifting perspective. Because what happens when people worry? The farthest thing from their mind is what? Thanksgiving.
Oh, definitely.
What do I have to be thankful for? Instead, they're fretting about what they don't have, looking back,
right,
or looking forward, what's in the future that may happen to me. and they've completely ignored the very present of what they can be thankful for.
Because we have God in every situation. It reminds me of a college student that was sitting in a very high-level math class, and right before the final exam, the teacher said, "Now, I'm going to give you guys some real help. For the final exam, anything you can put on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, I'm going to allow you to bring that in and use it for the final exam." I mean, these folks were just flabbergasted, like, "Oh, fantastic." So for a week, they were just writing as small as they could on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, both sides, of course, you know. And they all came in and they were reviewing this. One guy came in and sat on the back row, and he had no paper. He had nothing written. It was just kind of, you know, lollygagging around. And so finally the teacher said, "All right, you can take out your piece of paper and start the exam." And so he took out a blank piece of paper and put it on the floor. And then he pointed to the door, and in walked a math major who stood on his 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and gave him all the answers to the test.
That's great.
And the teacher said, "What are you doing?" He said, "You said anything I could put on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper I could use to help me with the test."
So he got a live answer key.
Exactly. Now, isn't that exactly the way we are with God? Everybody is you know, struggling with, "Oh, will I have the answers to this and the answer to that?" You know, and they're worrying so much about, "Am I prepared?" But we have God, not beside us, but in us. And I think that's the neat thing that says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we see, first of all, that we're dealing with this problem of worry. And it's really interesting to just look at the word worry. It means to be careful or full of care. It comes from a Greek word that's actually a combination of two words that means to divide and the mind. And so consequently, the idea is my mind becomes divided. James talks about what?
The double-minded man.
Double-minded man, a divided mind, and that we're unstable in all of our ways. And then it goes on to say, don't even assume that you're going to get any answers to prayer. If you are, "Yes, God, I'm trusting you, but," and God says, no. If you're trusting me, you're trusting me. If there's a but, you're not trusting me. And so consequently, worry is simply to the division of my mind between the legitimate thoughts and the destructive thoughts. The division. And God says, "I'm here. Prayer is here. Thanksgiving is here. Let your requests be made known unto the Lord." And so when worry takes over our thoughts, it basically chokes out the word.
In the text, it's interesting that the next command is, "Let your request be made known to God." That's a command too.
Exactly.
How often when we worry, Pastor Greg, is our instinct first to pray?
Oh, probably last. It's kind of like when all else fails, follow instructions. You know, our first instinct, what do you think?
It's to solve it with our flesh. Solve it with our worldly wisdom. I know when I drive a car and I get lost and my wife starts getting anxious, I double down. I know the right way. I know which way to go.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing we possibly could do.
What was that TV program that you were facing something and you could have a lifeline, you could call? You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, one of those game shows.
Yeah, you could call somebody or somebody from the audience or whatever, you know. And that's the normal thing that we do. We turn to people that we think can help us. And God is standing right there and he's saying, "Hello, I'm right here. I have perspective that no man or no woman has. So turn to me." But it's the change of a mindset, because by nature, we try to work all these things out. And that's why it says, "Let your request be made known unto God." Then verse 7, "And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds together in Christ Jesus." That word "keep" is the word garrison. In other words, it's like putting a fort around my heart and my mind. My mind, my thoughts, my heart, my feelings. And so God says, "I'm going to put peace around your heart and your mind so that Satan cannot get to you. He can't attack you." Why? Because you have been committing everything, like you said in the Greek, which means everything, to the Lord in prayer to the sovereign God.
And that word peace is a beautiful word as well, because it means tranquility.
Yeah.
It's like being in the eye of the hurricane, right? There's all this chaos around us, but in the center, in the eye of the hurricane, there's this peace and tranquility.
Exactly. So we don't pray that God will get us out of problems, but we pray that God will help us to get out of our problems what he wants us to, the lessons that he has for us. And so consequently, our mindset about worry has to take on the confidence in the constant care of our God. And somebody said that 40% of all that people worry about never happens, and 30% relates to past matters, which a person has no control over, and 12% relates to health, though no illness is evident, 10% relates to friends or acquaintance, though little is there to warrant the worry, and just 8% has any validity in reality. 8% of all these things that we are torn apart about, God says, worry is your problem, but prayer is your answer. And I love the way he said it. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. In other words, the people that don't know how to pray, they don't understand. It'll keep your heart and mind together in Christ Jesus. So consequently, if God's will for you is to step out on faith, to do something that doesn't seem to make sense to people who don't know how to pray, it goes exactly with what the Bible says. It is beyond understanding. They won't understand. It's kind of like a young couple that have everything going for them, and then they say, we feel God leading us to Timbuktu, you know, and their parents go, we didn't put all that money into the education to go to Timbuktu. What in the world do you think? You know, if they don't understand prayer, they don't understand God.
And how can a limited person understand all that God has for an individual, the way he's providentially working out circumstances to make them more Christ-like?
Right.
You have to seek God in prayer to understand what you need to do in the next moment.
That's exactly right. And so consequently, since everything means everything, then we have to bring all of that to God in prayer. And as a result of that, we basically put it into God's hands and we say, I'm not sure it's all going to work out the way I would want. Sometimes we pray and everything falls apart. Sometimes we pray and we lose a job. Sometimes we pray and a fire takes place. And it's kind of like David and his mighty men that came back from wanting to go to war and their city Ziklag had been burned. God designed that fire so that they would finally say, okay, it's time to go back home. We've got to go back to Israel. Well, Pastor, we have come to the end of this hour. And so folks, join us in a couple of days as we continue to talk about the prescription. You go to a doctor, you tell him what the problem is, he gives you a prescription. We're going to be talking more about this prescription of prayer. Between now and then, you may have some things that are really weighing you down. Bring them to God. Leave them with him. Let God work it out.
If you're interested in today's study notes, please email us at wfl@brooksidebc.org, and we'll email those to you right away.
Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.